It's a beautiful late June day, a few days after solstice, and I'm thinking about death. I'm 60 years old, and so this is the 61st time I have, whether conscious or not, experienced the beginning of the slow decline of the days, the southern movement of the sun. And I have maybe 10, 20 more times I'll experience this. And I remember when I was a beekeeper in my 20s and 30s, how much that reminded me of mortality. And it wasn't just because beekeeping is hard and heavy work, and it wasn't just that I was at the strongest I would ever be, and I recognized that my legs and back and arms would never be this strong again. It wasn't that, because for the most part, we don't really think about those things until they start to go, until we're in the midst of that gradual exchange of physical abilities for experience and memories that is our adult life. It was partly the fact that there are 100,000 bees in a hive in a summer, and for the most part, they only live about 30 days through the summer. They live 8 or 9 months through the winter, but in the summer, they wear out their wings. And so if you have 100,000 bees and they live at 30 days, that's 3,000 of them dying a day, many of whom die far away from the hives, but many die close to the hive or inside. And so you will, if you sit by the hives and watch them, as I did for hours, you'll often see them carrying dead bees outside and dropping them a few feet away from the hive entrance. And a few feet's all it takes for the most part. And I remember at first not understanding what was going on really, but seeing lots of grasshoppers congregating a few feet from the entrance of a hive. And that was when I realized that grasshoppers are in fact omnivores and they don't just eat grass. They weren't hurting the bees. They were eating dead bees. But so there was that mortality. But the real way that it raised the issue of mortality for me was that attending to bees meant that I attended to flowers. I didn't so much consciously think about the short time a flower blooms until the bees made me aware of it. And then you learn that willows bloom for 2 weeks. Apples bloom for 2 weeks. Some plants like dandelions can bloom for a long time. Sweet clover can bloom for a long time, but many others, and they bloom at different times. So the willows bloom very early, and I don't know, tarweed blooms late, goldenrod blooms late. And so even though I was 20, 21, 22, I still became acutely aware of the fact that I see apple blossoms, I smell apple blossoms, I smell the cascading, because you don't smell cascades, do you? I see the cascading honey locust trees in bloom and smell. I think that might be my favorite smell in the world. And it would only last for a couple of weeks, and then it's gone. And you know, we don't think about, So much of my environmental work has been about renewable versus non-renewable resources. And I recognize that I hate the word resources because a tree is not a timber resource, but that doesn't alter the fact that trees grow back and oil doesn't. In no way am I suggesting that forestry is okay, because it's not. I'm just pointing out that some things regrow and some things don't. And I think about that in my own life, that seconds don't grow back, and minutes don't grow back, and hours don't grow back, and days don't grow back. But we generally have so many of them that we don't think about that. But there are only 60 or 70 or 80 times in your life that you will get to participate in the apple bloom or the cherry bloom or the willow bloom. Only 60, 70, 80, 90 times in your life will you get to see the cottonwood cotton blow from the trees. And I've also been thinking about this because one dog is old, and I just recently got him a friend at the Humane Society who is also 9 years old. And so let's say he's a big dog. So let's say he lives to be 11. That means I think about this almost every day that I have maybe 700 days with him. And that's different than having, you know, thousands of hours left in our lives, or tens of thousands of hours, or however many hours we have. I guess we hope we have more than thousands of hours, because it's not very long. And there's no point to this, and there's no point to, and it didn't have to be beekeeping. It could just as easily have been a potato farmer could think the same thing, because only 50 times in their adult life will they plant and then harvest potatoes. And I'm just thinking about cycles and thinking about, and I guess the real point of this, there is a point, and the point is appreciation. And I was just standing outside earlier looking at the Santa Barbara daisies and looking at the thimbleberries who have just finished blooming and are starting to convert the blooms into berries, and the lilacs that who are done for the year, and the ground clovers that are coming on, and just appreciating them and appreciating the fact that it's a beautiful day in late June, a few days after solstice, and I am, for the 61st time, experiencing that slow decline of sunlight and the sun's movement south.